That was with Sharp Dictating. Patient's name is Conrad Hammerly, Hammerle, Conrad, Konrad. Date of birth is 3/9/1935. Date of service. Mr. Hammerly is a very pleasant 87-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of TIA/CVA. With left side weakness. Admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He is pleasantly confused. He denies any other complaints. Patient denies any other symptoms. Past medical history has been significant for TIA/CVA with left side weakness, peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, Alzheimer's, dementia, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for anal sphincterotomy, cataract surgery, hernia repair, appendectomy, and stent placement. Social history. He used to smoke but quit long time ago. Alcohol, not. Allergies to phenylephrine, guanfacine, dextromethorphan, and sulfonamides, and terazosin. Current medications include aspirin, colace, gentle tears, iosamine sulfate, lorazepam, midodrine, polyethylene glycol, promethazine, quetiapine, tamsulosin. Review of system. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, does have history of coronary artery disease, history of stent placement, history of peripheral vascular disease, and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, history of TIA/CVA, history of left-sided weakness. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, or the history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 97.1, pulse 78 per minute, respiration 16, blood pressure 144/82, oxygen saturation was 97%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal or unreactive to light, extracorporeal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart rhythm was 2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities no edema, neurological examination, patient awake, pleasantly confused, and weakness left upper and lower extremity. Impression, number one, left history of CVA with left-sided weakness, next coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next Alzheimer's dementia, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. He is DNR. Period. Next patient is Thomas O'Connell. O'Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 4/23/1940. Date of service is 5/27/2022. Mr. O'Connell. Mr. O'Connell is a very pleasant Mr. O'Connell is a very pleasant 82-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation, status post ablation, cardiomyopathy, EF of 40%, mitral valve prolapse with repair, history of pacemaker placement with Tricky-Brady syndrome, pulmonary hypertension. And was sent from the facility to the emergency room with complaints of abdominal pain and nausea. Patient was found to have peritoneal signs. CT imaging was concerning for free air CT angiogram of the chest was negative in the setting of positive D-dimer. Patient was given vitamin K and K-Centra with downtrending of the INR. Patient was started on vancomycin, cefepime, and flagyl. Was subsequently taken to the operating theater for exploratory laparotomy. Patient did became hypotensive. Patient was noted to have a perforated duodenal ulcer. Patient did receive IV fluids. Patient has a JP drain that was placed in. Was subsequently extubated in it. Initially, he was on the intubated in the ICU and on phenylephrine drip for pressure support. Subsequently, he improved. He was taken off the pressors, was taken off. Underwent extubation, was subsequently doing better. Continued on IV antibiotics, was gradually doing better, was sent back to the extended care facility. That he was noted to have a heart rate in his 30s and upper 20s. He was subsequently sent back to the emergency room. Where he underwent also a significant swelling of the lower extremities. and he subsequently had a new pacemaker placement. He was otherwise doing better. He denied any complaints of abdominal pain. He denied any nausea, no vomiting. He denied any diarrhea. Overall, has been feeling better, somewhat weak. Denied any chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. Denied any palpitations. Denied any nausea, no vomiting. Denied any diarrhea, no fever or chills. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medications, see chart. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Surgical incision healing, well healed, is seen. Extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression number 1. Status post perforated duodenal ulcer, status post exploratory laparotomy, next pacemaker placement, next history of right knee arthroplasty, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, next tachybrady syndrome, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next pulmonary hypertension, next history of TIA, next morbid obesity, next history of sleep apnea. Obstructive sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor his progress. Will monitor his PTINR. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Carolyn Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, date of birth is 4-17-1943, date of service is 5-27-2022. Miss Smith is a very pleasant 79-year-old female with history of COPD on 2 to 4 liters of oxygen at home, history of atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and pulmonary hypertension, who apparently tripped and fell, was diagnosed with left hip fracture, was admitted to the hospital, underwent left hip hemiarthroplasty, subsequently had PTOT, was weight-bearing as tolerated, was discharged from the hospital, and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she said that she is feeling well. She denied any complaints of chest pain, denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Denied any significant pain. In the hospital, she was noted to, she had a CT angiogram done, which was negative for PE, did show partial collapse of the left lower lung. Mild atelectasis and advanced emphysema was seen. It was suspected mucus plugging. Patient was unable to tolerate BiPAP at the hospital due to anxiety. Patient was subsequently, as mentioned, discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denied any chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations, denied any significant pain except when she moves, otherwise has been doing well. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for COPD / emphysema, next pulmonary hypertension, next atrial fibrillation. Next hypertension. Next, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Past surgical history. Has been significant for hypertension, atrial fibrillation, degenerative joint disease, COPD/emphysema, next osteoporosis, next history of pneumonia, next history of skin squamous cell cancer of the skin. Their surgical history includes cholecystectomy, skin cancer surgery, and eye surgery. Social history, smoking, quit about 40 years ago, alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications. Include albuterol nebulized treatment, cholecalciferol, diltiazem, Eliquis, Fosamax, furosemide, lidocaine patch, niacin suspension, omega-3 fatty acids, potassium chloride, prednisone, Trilogy, and Viactil. Severe system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there's any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, she does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, she does complaints of shortness of breath, history of COPD/emphysema, which is oxygen dependent. Denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no superficial disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. Denies any history of TIE or severe, denies any history of seizures. Moving on, no other complaints. Musculoskeletal, does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 97.8, pulse 90 per minute, respiration 16 per minute, blood pressure 129/84, oxygen saturation was 92%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brain, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Right hip with dressing in place. Impression. Number one, fall. Next, right hip fracture, status post-surgery, / hemiarthroplasty. Next, left hip hemiarthroplasty. Next, COPD/emphysema. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Treatment plan, patient admitted to below the towel. Will continue current medications. Consult physical and occupational therapy. Recommended incentive spirometry. Will check routine labs. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know. Or call the office, period. Next patient is Cheryl Watson, WATSON, Cheryl, CHERYL, date of birth is 7/26/1949, date of service is 5/26/2022. Ms. Watson is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. Overall has been feeling better. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse counts were positive. Extremities, chronic skin changes, and edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, lower extremity cellulitis. Next, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Next, sacral decubitus ulcer. Next, ischial fall. Next, bilateral pulmonary embolism. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic anemia. Next, anxiety, slight depression. Next, GERD. Next, DGD. Treatment plan, patient admit to. In treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue current medications. She was encouraged to keep her legs elevated. Continue with dressing changes. Continue Lasix. Monitor her labs. We'll follow up on her progress. She will continue to work with PTOT. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Catherine Towne, T-O-W-N-E, Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 2/19/1984. Date of service, 5/27/2022. Ms. Town is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She continues to complain of swelling of both her feet. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Overall has been feeling well. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both feet. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic spasms. Next, anxiety, slight depression. Next, neuropathy. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I have suggested that you see the vein clinic to see if that would help her in terms of her swelling of the lower extremities. We'll continue the Lasix in the meantime. We'll monitor her progress. She'll keep her legs elevated, cut back on salty food. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Linda Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 11/19/1947. Date of service is 5/26/2022. Ms. Thomas is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart rhythm was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CVA, next degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be stable, will continue current medication. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. We'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Maynard Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D. Date of birth is 3/12/1925. Date of service is 5/20. Date of service is 5/25/2022. Mr. Smith is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit, sitting up in his chair. Overall, has been doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination. Next patient is Mary Pratt, P-R-A-T-T, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 2/8/1943. Date of service is 5/26/2022. Ms. Pratt is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She said that overall she feels better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, COPD. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, lung nodule. Next, history of pneumonia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next history of CAD. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. Encourage her to continue with exercise program. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Clifford Lush, L-U-S-H, Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Date of birth is 9/26/1953. Date of service is 5/25/2022. Mr. Lush is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing better. Awake and alert, answering questions appropriately. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, does complaints of some weakness, also complaints of some sinus drainage. No fever or chills, denies any chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs scattered bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities. No edema. Impression? Number one, COVID-19. Next, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of Parkinson's disease, next atrial fibrillation, next GERD, next DJD, next anxiety slash depression. Transplant, discuss the patient about his symptoms, he seems to be doing better, will continue on the breathing treatment, continue other medications. Will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup, encouraged to do some exercise, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Period. End of dictation.